Tideline is an epic play with many mythical elements to it. The play, which was originally 10 hours long and now brought down to 2 hours, a wildly theatrical tale of war and individual discovery, Tideline tells the personal story of Wilfrid, a young man born in Montreal who struggles to bury his father in his parents' homeland. The play Tideline is part of a series of plays called The Blood of Promise and Scorched, and is part of Wajdi Mouad's critically acclaimed work. Race's Edge interviewer El Godley caught up with the play director Anna Jaja. Since arrival from Paris, Anna has been eager to share her multicultural experiences directing non-Australian plays in English, French and Arabic. She also has heritage from Lebanon.
The Commedia dell'arte plays are inspired by the style of acting that came from Italy in the 14th, 15th, 16th century. And so they had a canvas, like a general script, and then they had moments where they were allowed to improvise, a bit like musicians when they improvise, like you know the tune, but from time to time they have their solo moments and they can improvise a bit. So it's the same idea. So the on stage the actors know what's going to happen, and then they have moments of liberty when, if they want, they can do their own stuff, but within the general scenario, which is called a canvas. So that's the way I started acting, and I loved it, and I've kept it with me ever since to bring that sort of theater and to use it as much as possible, and to be inspired by the rhythm, because it's always super fast and very funny. And
it is comedy, right? It is
comedy. Commedia dell'arte, there are specific rules, so you have to use masks, and they have these specific characters that have to be part of the play, whereas general improvisation theater is more you give a theme and then you improvise on it. So I guess that's where the difference comes from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with your new play, Tideline, is there any improvisation allowed, or is it all pretty much following the script?
Yeah, it's pretty much following the script, because I like to respect as much as possible the original writing, because, you know, the writer takes so much time writing the play, and so we have to respect it as much as possible. Because it's a translation from French-Canadian, I do allow the actors to change words if they're not happy with the translation. That's the freedom we take. But during rehearsals, we do a lot of improvisation to get to where we think we would like to go. So if we're stuck in a scene, we would improvise around the scene. I give them a different way to look at the scene, and then they improvise with their own words, and then we go back to the scene. So we use it a lot during rehearsals, but not when the product is finished.
Right. Okay. Now, I watched the first play, Scorch, that was turned into the multi-award movie Endorsé by Denis Villeneuve. Okay. So this movie brought up so many disturbing ideas. Is Tideline as dark as his first play? Because it was...
It's part of a tetralogy, but they're not linked to each other as per se. So there are some names that come, some themes, but you don't have to read one to know the other one. The Incendie, Scorch, is very, very dark. It's probably one of the darkest. Littoral, which is Tideline in English, has some dark moments, some very dark ones, when the son goes back to his home country to bury the body of his father. He goes to a country that's war-torn, so there are some moments where the characters he meets tell him how they suffered during the war, and that's quite dark. But it's not the general theme. The general theme is really resilience and poetry, and how to deal with the loss of loved ones, and how you can make it beautiful from a very sad and dark moment.
Okay. The writer is Lebanese-born Canadian Wajdi Mouad. Now, yeah. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Yeah, so he's a very well-known playwright and director now. His plays are performed all around the world. He's He's living in Paris now, where he's directing one of the biggest theaters in France. He's very successful with the young people. His plays are, he started in Canada, and then his work spread all around the world. He was born in Lebanon, but fled Lebanon because of the war, and he fled first to France, stayed a few years, but he wasn't allowed to stay longer. He wasn't given asylum. So then he went to Canada with his family, where he lived permanently from the time he was 15. And he graduated from the drama school there and became quite big, so big that then he was asked by friends to come to Paris to direct the this theater, which I think is a nice revenge on life, because he
exactly
wasn't, he became quite big with this movie that you mentioned, Scorch Incendie, which is actually on at SBS at the moment. But this movie made him quite famous because it was selected at the Cannes Festival and got awards, and then he was nominated for an Academy Award. So it's so strong and powerful that people went, wow, it's really dark and intense, but at the same time, it's very liberating to watch such powerful story. And from then, I think he was able to develop his ideas more and more and be freer.
The play, Tideline, artistic director Anna Jaja there, speaking to Razor's Edge, L. Godley, and ending that interview.